Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hey, welcome into the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're presented by the Keystone Sports Network. You can always find all of our Penn State football podcasts. They're on our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, or better yet, download our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on your phone. If you don't have it, go get it. Welcome in, everybody. Thanks for joining us this week. A little celebration show this week. Bob Flounders is joining me in studio. I'm Andy Shea. We're kicking off our hour of Penn State football coming up. We got some news and notes. You and I are going to chat. Quarter two, we resume the 2018 class rankings. Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com, who, by the way, is in cooking us lunch today. That's why Ross might be a little late for the next segment because he's stuffing his face.
Or napping.
Or napping, one of the two. And in quarter four, we're going to talk about the NFL Combine. It's underway. We're going to talk about the eight Penn State guys at the Combine, all of that. But
I have a funny feeling we'll be talking about specifically one, but we'll get to all eight.
We will try to get to all eight. Are we really only going to talk about one? I don't know if Ross wants to talk about just one guy.
We'll see how it goes.
But we just wanted to let you know, our listeners on the radio, on our podcast, you're a loyal. We've had our 1 millionth download for the Keystone Sports Network. So we're celebrating that this week.
I thought you were going to say our 1 millionth show. I'm like, is it been that long?
No, not our 1
million. How many shows have we done?
Oh, dude, I don't know. It's been like, what, 3 years?
2014, fall, I think.
Fall of 14.
So I want to say that was it, yeah.
I think we've had 3 full years of this now with the off season and the full season. And so we thank all of you for joining us here on the Keystone Sports Network. But let's get to some news and notes this week, Bob, you and I. First of all, this is tough for us. It's tough for me.
Right.
It's tough for you. Our former colleague, Ronnie Crist.
Yep.
Nearly 34 years covering Penn State football for the Harrisburg Patriot News. He was an icon. He was a legend. Ronnie passed away earlier this week. He was 82 years old. He's been battling Parkinson for the better part of a decade, nine years. His wife, Pat, of 59 years they were married. She's a saint. Yeah. She was with him when he passed. Ronnie started covering Penn State in 1968. Full-time, there were only three writers on the beat then. The guy from the AP, Ronnie, and a rotating guy from Pittsburgh. And he did it through 2001, if I'm correct.
Right.
I believe I am.
I believe Pottsville was where he called home.
From. Pottsville, he was very proud of his Pottsville.
Yeah. Heck of an athlete.
He was an outstanding athlete. Yeah. Just a true gentleman.
Right.
In every sense of the word, as you say in it. And, you know, I got to work with him. I got to work for him a little bit. You took over the Penn State beat for him.
Yeah.
Essentially as the full-time guy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he was – you know, the thing I wanted to say was, in this crazy internet age, the way he was, I still think he would have done just fine in terms of being able to do what he did because he was such a good reporter.
Yeah.
I mean, he had moles everywhere up there. He drove Joe Paterno nuts. Yeah.
He was just a professional guy
who
really was dedicated to his craft. He lived his job, which you kind of have to do.
Yep.
And I just think, you know, for a lot of the younger Penn State fans, like I would say at this point, people like to talk about recruiting almost as much as they like to talk about the football team. It's about hope. It's about what are they going to look like? Who are they after? Are they going to be in for the best kids in Pennsylvania? Well, Ronnie really started this. He started this before there were cell phones. He started this before there was the internet. You know, Penn State, when Joe Paterno was coaching, didn't give away who they were recruiting.
Not at all.
And Ronnie was the guy that really at least in Pennsylvania, I mean, I think it's fair to call him the godfather of recruiting in terms of, you know, there's recruiting services now that specialize and do pretty much only that. And that's, he really was the guy that got the ball rolling, and he did it the hard way. He did it through contacts. He did it through, you know, constant upkeep, you know, making calls at all Irish to guys, you know, just via rotary phone. There were no cell phones. He was really the guy that really, I think, started this movement. And I think, you know, this is going to be one of his legacies, that he saw what the fans wanted to know about. And that was one of the things he would cover. He didn't write about what he wanted to write about. He wrote about what the Penn State fans wanted to read about.
And the recruiting, he would cobble stuff together from different sources, because Joe would announce the class. Like, yeah. You didn't know who they were recruiting or what the recruiting class was until Joe wanted you to know.
Right.
And Penn State fans, being Penn State fans, wanted to know. So Ronnie started, you know, using his sources and his moles and any way possible, and he would cobble it together, and he would put the recruiting class together before Joe would announce it, and Joe, it drove Joe nuts. And they
healthy respect, though.
It was a healthy respect. I mean, there was the one story I remember Ronnie telling about Joe. He was going to the locker room after a game, and Joe said, "Hey, Chris, where are you going?" And he's like, "I'm going to your locker room." Mm-hmm. And Ronnie's like, "No, you're not going to our locker room." And he wouldn't let Ronnie in.
Yeah.
And the other great story he told was the position switch. That was another thing.
Yeah.
Penn State fans want to know. And he, to your point, he said, what was the running back's name?
The kid from Williamsport, Gary Brown?
Yeah, Gary Brown. When they did a position switch from running back to safety.
Yeah.
And
injuries are probably another thing I'm sure Ronnie got first.
He was big on that.
Because Joe didn't really think it was anyone else's business but his.
Correct.
About, you know, what they were going to do, and it was fair to think that. But just, you know, he was really at the forefront of everything, asking tough questions. He was a very unassuming, quiet man. I mean, I came to the Patriot News in 1993, so there was a 7 or 8 year period where I wasn't really involved with Penn State coverage, and, you know, I would be doing some other things, and he would work different hours because he had to work during the daytime.
Right.
But he was, you know, you could count on him showing up and 8-10 hour days. He covered other sports. I don't remember, he would cover
golf
high school
writer.
Wrestling, golf writing. I think the golfing community, obviously the older golfing community, very knows much him. Misses Ronnie. But he's just a unique guy. There won't be another one like him.
Nope.
And you know, he just full life, and a lot of people, the fact that everyone's going to remember him. The young Penn State fans probably don't really know the name, but he was really a hell of a man.
Yeah, go Google his name, Ronnie Crist.
Yeah.
Ronnie Crist. Look it up. Read some of his stuff. He was miles ahead of his time. When we left the old Patriot News building, I found some of his old notes in his filing cabinets. I have them at home.
Good.
I dug them out. I have all of his notes, lineup cards, and reporter's notebooks from the Orange Bowl. The Fiesta Bowl over Miami. I kept all that. I'm like, this should be kept.
Yeah, good for
and
you.
And I'm gonna dig it back out and bring it with me, and we'll share some chat over it. But anyway, Penn State fans, Coach James Franklin will be coming to Stocks Manor in Mechanicsburg on Thursday, March 15th, to benefit uplifting athletes. This is your opportunity to meet the Nittany Lions head coach in person, hear Coach Franklin speak about building a winning team, and learn more about the rare disease community that Uplifting Athletes serves. There'll be appetizers, drinks, and photo opportunities. Just go to upliftingathletes.org where you can register for your tickets and find out about sponsorship opportunities. We hope you can join us for a special evening with Coach James Franklin. All right, back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number one. He's Bob Flounders. I'm Andy Shea. We're doing some news and notes. We talked about our former colleague, Ronnie Crist, who passed away recently at the age of 82. Mm-hmm. There was another mold for him, but let's move on. Let's talk about Penn State's 2018. Let's talk about winter workouts is over. Bob Flounders, you were up there in State College earlier this week for the – what did they give you guys? Half an hour?
It was about an hour.
An hour?
Pretty much the whole team was there. It was their 30th combined running or lifting session. They have 32 in all, 15 and 15. So, yeah, they're pretty much wrapped up. The strength and conditioning guy, Dwight Galt, who's been with James Franklin dating back through his Vanderbilt days and for 8 years at Maryland, you know, a guy that James really trusts because he's the guy that really at this time of year can only really work with the kids. He was he always gives his state of the union, kind of who he really liked. He said this was their best session in their fifth year, And then he talked about some. Everyone wants to know about Micah. Micah looks great.
Of course they
6'3", 241. He is going to be the beneficiary of this winter conditioning session. But there's some other guys up there I thought that looked really good. Dwight Gault mentioned a couple of names about. You can just tell this is where it starts with the breakouts and who's doing well. You know, Juwan Johnson got some praise. Lamont Waite got some praise. A guy that I thought would get some praise, Will Fries, got some praise. He mentioned a couple of interesting guys. Danny Dalton, the tight end. And he also mentioned John Patrician, the safety from Pittsburgh Central Catholic, who's never really been healthy. We'll see about them. He thinks John Reed is really starting to get much more healthy now. He kind of said that it was a pretty significant injury and it took a little bit of time.
For him to recover,
yeah. Even to get to the point where he could train. He feels good about the group. As far as observations, Robert Windsor is listed at 280. He's definitely thinned out. And the guy that I looked at, who's gotten a lot bigger, especially in the lower half, and now I know why they moved him to defensive tackle, Damian Barber has gotten big. And I don't mean big in a bad way.
No.
But he doesn't look like the same guy that left Harrisburg's campus. He's a big dude. They got some strong players. Everyone was there. Everyone really pushed each other. It was good to see. The coaches can kind of be there, but they really can't do anything.
Were they like up on the?
They're
balcony
up there, and Coach Franklin was on the floor, kind of okay. Just kind of watching. But it was neat to see. I think this is a pretty close team, and like I said, I just feel like this is a team, even though they've lost a lot of players. This is going to be a deeper team. It's going to be a faster team, and even though they lose 8 defensive starters, I think when all is said and done, the defense will be pretty good. I think by midseason.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the youngest defense James Franklin and Brent Pry have had at Penn State. You know, Pry's in his what? This will be his third season as a defensive coordinator, but he's been there all along. They're going to be younger, but they might be more talented and better over the long haul. Just talking about some of the max out numbers. Obviously, if you didn't see it, you can go find it on social media or Twitter. Micah Parsons, 365 squat. 13 times after Jesse Luketa, fellow freshman, fellow linebacker.
Jesse's a big guy.
He's a large man.
He's taller. Yeah. He looks like he's a little bit bigger than Micah, but like it's one thing to look good in the weight room. We'll just see how they look on the field.
But Jesse did 365 12 times on that squat, and then our boy Micah had to do 13, of course, because Micah, that's Micah Parsons in a nutshell. Right
Those two
there.
Are going to push each other their whole careers at Penn State. You watch.
I don't disagree with you one bit. So, all right, that'll do it for quarter number one. We welcome back Ross Tucker. Yeah, Ross Tucker took some time out to join us this week. Tucker's Tape, the continuation of the recruiting rankings for the 2018 class is coming up next. So stick with us.
Hi, this is Scott Shirley, Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes. I'd like to personally invite you to join us for a very special event. Coach James Franklin will be coming to Stocks Manor in Mechanicsburg on Thursday evening, March 15th. Come hear Coach Franklin speak about building a winning team and learn more about the work that Uplifting Athletes is doing for the rare disease community. There will be appetizers, drinks, and photo opportunities. Please go to upliftingathletes.org where you can register for tickets. We hope to see you there.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can. When you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.